Congratulations. What does this win mean to you? And talk about the whole day.
Yeah, it's been kind of a whirlwind the last 48 hours, but the way the guys battled in the third period there was unbelievable. And I said to them, I appreciate this more than anybody knows. Like, I've been playing hockey for 26 years trying to get here, and to be able to get here and play, and the game wasn't perfect, obviously, but and then to get the win in the end like that was just incredible.
Does it feel like you got to the top of Everest? Is that what a game like that means to you today, playing
your first game at 33? Sure, yeah. I've been really reflecting upon kind of the journey that it took to get here, ever since I got called up. And, there's so many different things along the way that, have to kind of come together for this to happen. There's obviously some doubts along the way, but, I always believed in my ability, and I was fortunate to get an opportunity here with the Flyers. And, and then for the guys to have a third period like they did tonight and pull that one out, it makes it extra special for sure. They were there. Yeah, as calm as you try to be, you wait this long for something, and you get out on the ice, and I'm not going to lie, I definitely didn't feel myself for the first 10 minutes or so, and it was a little complicated by the fact that they were flying too. So I don't remember much from the first 10 minutes, but I was able to get my feet under me and play more of my game as the game went on.
When you are nervous like that, how much does the third period kind of help when there's not a lot of action in front of you? It plays at the other end so much.
Right. Actually, it's, you go from one extreme to another. You go from, whatever it was, 17 shots in the first to what, two or three in the third is, it's a little tricky as well. But yeah, at that point, you're in the game and you're just trying to take everything in stride. And you could feel the positive emotion from the guys and the way they were battling and taking it to them in the third period. That's pretty easy to feed on them, just trying to make the saves, because I had a pretty good feeling the boys were going to come back.
You said your big save at the end of the second got them fired up for you and felt like they wanted to rally behind you in that third. Did you feel like it was a big one there at the end for you, and then feel that happening?
Well, obviously, to make a save on a player like that, alone right at the end of the second, that's the difference between a 3-1 and a 4-1 game. And 4-1's a lot bigger mountain to climb than 3-1, and we got a lot of offensive guys up there, and they felt pretty confident in themselves that they're going to be able, if we could generate some shots and end zone time, they'd be able to net a couple goals in the third, and that's what they did.
Our stats department says you're the oldest goalie since 1926. What do you think of that?
I think that's awesome. Why not? That's great.
What was the first 35 seconds of the game? It was real helter-skelter in your end before Jacob came up the ice that you get to go. What was that like for you right there off the bat?
In overtime?
In the very first 35 seconds of the game.
Yeah, we knew they were going to throw pucks at the net from everywhere, and there was a lot of energy and emotion in the building. So, like I said, I was, at that point just trying to gather myself and get my feet under me, and that made it a little bit hectic. Obviously not feeling quite like myself, but we kind of held the fort down, and coming out of that period 2-1 is not bad considering the way they were playing. So
who was here for you? Who came in to see you play tonight?
I didn't have anybody here. It was so last minute. Actually, I was supposed to be flying home for Christmas with my family today to Toronto, so they were on a flight. My wife and kids were on a flight to Toronto. It was this afternoon, and by the time they got home, there was just no time to turn around and head up here. So, and my father just recently had a hip replacement surgery, so he's not the most mobile right now. But I know there might have been a few viewing parties at home. I know everybody was tuned into the game, and my phone's been blowing up pretty good here for the last 48 hours.
Was there a point you were going to give up on your career, or at least give up on this dream?
No, there wasn't. I'm really fortunate. I have a very, very supportive wife, and obviously our situation was really good in Berlin for all those years, and that was kind of keeping me there. And it's not something that you would walk away from, even if your NHL dream is over. But I worked with some really good goalie coaches and played for some really good coaches and people, and there had been interest every summer and stuff. So that kind of kept me hungry, knowing that people were calling and knocking on the door. And I think I mentioned in an interview yesterday or the day before that guys like Tim Thomas and Victor Fast coming over in their early 30s just paved the way for guys like me. That kind of gave me inspiration or hope that something could happen. And you know, the things started with the Flyers ever since the lockout. It's funny how things work. Claude Giroux and Danny Briere come to town, play with us in Berlin for the lockout, and, you know, the dialogue opened up between the Flyers and myself and my agent. So, you know, if that doesn't happen, maybe I'm not here. It's just, that's kind of what's been running through my head, all these different things that have kind of lined up, you know, to make this moment happen.
Where did 72 come from?
That was by default, actually. I ended up going my first year in Finland. I got there during training camp, and I used to wear 29, actually, and somebody was wearing 29, and they had a couple selections for me, and 72 was one of them, and I thought, you know, that's kind of cool. I'll change it up, and I wore it, and I really like it, and unfortunately, a couple guys in the NHL beat me to it, but that's all right. I've been wearing it for a long time, and I like it.
Congratulations.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Sorry?
To come from Berlin to
I signed July 1st this year. Yeah. Well, the past summer. Yeah.
Thanks so much.
No problem.